KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The chair of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts says the 60 billion rand shortfall in the budget can be bridged without raising taxes. Zongezo Zibi's been speaking at a briefing of the chairpersons of the finance cluster in Parliament. He believes government's borrowing too much while spending poorly. He says not enough is being done to eliminate financial losses, adding government should have serious conversations about how to save more money.
This 60 billion rand shortfall that we're trying to sort out with this postponement of the budget can come from this saving.
We are borrowing too much while spending inefficiently or allowing money to be stolen. In 2014-2015, government debt was 1.79 trillion. In the financial year 2023-2024, it was 5.26 trillion. So we have borrowed an additional 2.6, 2.7 trillion and we have nothing to show for it.
In Gauteng, a group of children didn't make it to school this morning. Their transport vehicle collided with a buggy, killing four of them. Five others were injured in the crash on the N12 outside Daveyton, east of Johannesburg. Officials say the learners who've died are of different ages and are from different schools. Ekurhuleni Disaster and Emergency Management Services officials have been busy on the scene along with police. And the German government says Israel's decision to halt aid deliveries and cut off the electricity supply to Gaza could prompt a fresh humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territory. The first phase of a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas expired at the beginning of March. There is no agreement on subsequent stages that would aim to secure a lasting end to the war that erupted with Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Israel has halted aid deliveries to Gaza amid the deadlock, and yesterday it said it was cutting off the electricity supply to the territory. And Germany's foreign ministry says it's noted with concern discussions about also stopping the water supply. It says such steps are or would be unacceptable and incompatible with Israel's obligations under international law. It's called on the Israeli government to lift the restrictions with immediate effect. And finally, former 007 actor Pierce Brosnan says it's a given the next James Bond should be British. The decision rests with Amazon MGM Studios after they took over the franchise. James Norton, Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Theo James are among the bookies' favourites to replace Daniel Craig. Writer and James Bond scholar Mark O'Connell has told Sky News he knows there's a lot of pressure.
I think it's got to be a British actor, early 30s to late 30s. Someone that can work with stunt crew, someone that's physically quite agile as well. You know, you need someone that's going to be able to do that and not sort of break their knee on day two. And also just someone that's got to be a cultural ambassador for Britain, for British cinema.
The top story, the chair of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts says the 60 billion rand shortfall in the budget can be bridged without raising taxes. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Pashele.